With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The wildfire burning on northwest Idaho's Canfield Mountain was a deadly trap. Authorities say it was set by a gunman who was shot and killed two firefighters, wounded a third, who had arrived to battle the flames.
We do believe that the suspect started the fire, and we do believe that it was an ambush, and it was intentional.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris on KXLY says a gunman's body was found with a weapon nearby. There's been no word of a motive for the deadly ambush. Today could be decision day in the Senate, with a vote possible on President Trump's major spending and tax cut bill. Senators debated the bill into the wee hours of the morning. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, an opponent of the Trump bill, says he will not seek re-election. The president not planning to extend a pause on global tariffs beyond July 9th.
With the tariffs deadline a little more than a week away, the president said there are no plans for another extension. During a Fox News interview, he said his administration will notify countries that the trade penalties will take effect after July 9 unless there are deals with the U.S. in place. The president said he will determine tariff levels based on how each country treats America. Greg Clugston, Washington.
So much bluster from senior Iranian officials claiming victory over Israel and the U.S. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not really surprised.
They may brag or they may exhibit some bravado, but they know in their hearts that they still sit vulnerable, that the Israelis could fly over their home tonight and make them go away.
Pompeo speaking with the Salem Radio Network. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 257 points. NASDAQ futures better by 150, and the S&P futures up 29. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A petition drive seeking the repeal of a recent Ohio law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities has fallen short of the signatures needed to place it before the voters. The organizers say they failed to collect all 250,000 signatures needed to place a referendum on the November ballot seeking to overturn the bill. Critics of DEI point out that it promotes the LGBT lifestyle at the expense of religious freedom and freedom of speech. This is SRN News. Republican senators have unveiled an amendment to shrink Medicaid by another $300 billion.
Florida Senator Rick Scott and several Republican allies have unveiled an amendment to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill that would reduce Medicaid spending by another $313 billion by limiting the expansion of Medicaid under the 2010 Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The amendment would prevent new enrollees in Medicaid expansion states from receiving the 9-to-1 enhanced federal medical assistance percentage if they're able-bodied and don't have dependent children. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
LeBron James exercising his $52.6 million option with the Los Angeles Lakers for 2025-26. According to the AP, it's further confirmation that he will become the first player in NBA history to play a 23rd season. James will turn 41 in December. He's been an all-NBA pick in 21 of his 22 seasons in the league. More details at srnnews.com.